The Lord's Prayer, Week 1, Day 5. The Lord is our Creator and Regenerator. Matthew 23, verse 9. Call no man your father on the earth, for one is your father who is in the heavens. Divine Providence, number 330. As every man is formed by the Lord in the womb, in the image, according to the likeness of God, it follows that the Lord is the heavenly Father of all men, and that men are his spiritual children. He alone is the Father as to life, and the earthly Father is the Father only as to the covering of life, which is the body. Apocalypse Explained 7:46. In the natural sense, men may be called fathers, but representatively, that is to say, fathers in the world are good and lead their children to good, but from the Lord, not from themselves. From this it follows that although they are called fathers, still they are not, but the Lord alone is the Father. Genesis 2:24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Matthew 10, verse 37. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Arcana Celestia, 4844. A father of the orphans and a judge of the widows is God in the habitation of his holiness. Psalm 68, verse 5. The orphans denote those who, like little children, are in the good of innocence, but not yet in truth, whose father is said to be the Lord, because he leads them as a father, and he leads them through truth into good, that is, into the good of life or of wisdom. The widows denote those who as adults are in truth, but not yet in good, whose judge is said to be the Lord, because he leads them in this through good into truth, that is, into the truth of intelligence, for by a judge is signified one who leads. Good without truth, which is the orphan, becomes the good of wisdom through the doctrine of truth. And truth without good, which is the widow, becomes the truth of intelligence through a life of good. Arcana Celestia, 8897. That the Lord in the supreme sense is the Father is because he gives new life to man, and thereby man becomes a son and an heir of his kingdom. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them he gave authority to become the children of God, to them who believe in his name, who were born not of bloods, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of a man, but of God. John 3, verse 3. Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless someone be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Revelation 21, verse 7. He who overcomes shall possess as an inheritance all things, and I will be God to him, and he shall be a son to me. Matthew 18, verse 3. Unless you are converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Mark 10, verses 14 and 15. Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter into it. Apocalypse Explained 9:96. Innocence is loving the Lord as one's father, by doing his commandments, and wishing to be led by him and not by oneself, thus like an infant. Questions and comments. 1. Is there a value in inviting your adult children to call you by your first name rather than to continue to call you Father, Daddy, or Papa? See also Arcana Celestia 6492, where we read, After a son has become his own master, he ought not to acknowledge his father as before. The Lord is his father. Number two, why is it especially important in marriage to leave our natural father and mother in order to cleave to our wife? Why is it important for a husband and wife to be able to pray together to our Father? Number three, can you picture the Lord leading you, being a father to an orphan, leading you through life from the good of innocence to the good of life and the good of wisdom? Or can you picture the Lord as a benevolent judge, giving guidance to you as a widow, while you are in some knowledge of the truth, but not yet in much of a good life, and helping you progress through a good life into the truth of intelligence? Number four, can you picture becoming a son or daughter and heir to the Lord, and receiving your own special place in heaven as an inheritance, free of charge from the Lord? Number five, what is one step that we or you might take toward the innocence of doing his commandments and wishing to be led by him and not by oneself?